Blog Talk Radio. Welcome my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. This is week 204, episode 204, and we have Psychic Jethro, Jethro Smith, on with us today, and he's going to be giving some fantastic readings. And this is Jan Christie speaking from the United Kingdom, and I'd like to dedicate the show to anyone who needs healing, and also to peace in the Middle East, especially in Egypt. And as I said, we have Psychic Jethro, but before we connect up with him, we're going to nip over to America, because I'm speaking from the United Kingdom, to link up with our Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, Jen Christie. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain Show. This is number 204. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There we are.
I believe it.
Yeah. Amazing.
Tis
we have another exciting show with our friend Jethro Smith again, and looking forward to that. And I want to second that about that sending the prayers to Egypt. I think they're on the breakthrough of something magnificent there, and I hope so. Definitely holding that intent for that to go on as well.
And
yeah,
it's still daylight there, and you've had a fabulous day, have you? Lovely sunshine.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's 2:00 in the afternoon here, just a little after here on the west coast of the U.S. in Oregon, And so it's very much daylight time. Daytime.
It's 10 o'clock here in the evening at night. And we've got a beautiful big, it looks like a harvest moon with just a little tiny corner missing from it. But because Jethro is part Native American as well as you are, I thought I would play this one and dedicate it to both of you. It might not be Indian, but it sounds it to me, and I love it anyway. So here we go.
Okay. We're still. Okay.
Is it Indian?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to everyone in the chat room. Playing because we've got about 5,000 callers on the switchboard already.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Return to Innocence by Enigma. And we're going to bring Jethro on the air right now. Are you there, Jethro?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me on the Healing Fountain.
Oh, welcome back. You're welcome anytime, Jethro.
Welcome back. How are you doing?
Hey, Gary Moore, great. It's good to hear you. You two just are such a dynamic duo. It's always like all this positive energy. I feel all happy inside after, you know, getting ready even for the show with you two.
Oh, brilliant. That's lovely. And you're coming on the show as well, Jethro.
Thank you.
Right. Well, you're just going to tell us about your new book. Is that right?
Yes. I was going to let everyone know that if you guys get a chance, you can pick it up at Amazon.com or at Barnes & Noble, and the book is Living in the Psychic Realm. It's one of the story of my life, starting out with a psychic ability, and then as a child I drowned and came back. They revived me, and I was able to have clairaudience, meaning that I could hear not only my guides, but I could hear the other side. And so thus Psychic Jethro was formed. But the really great part of the book, and I've had a lot of people tell me they love about it, is I discuss the different teachers. I talk about my teacher that worked with me in meditation, and then later on with my also teacher named Abby, who worked with me on how to check and see what energy is, and she taught me how to even use different tools and instruments to read individuals.
Wow.
And,
that's brilliant.
And can the book be purchased through your website as well? Do you have a website?
I have a website, and you can get it on jethrosmith.net. It's just my name, jethrosmith.net, or psychicsgonewild.com. I've got some friends. We work together, and all of us trying to help people with our readings and work, so you can get it there. And I really encourage everyone. I've had people even say, you know, they couldn't find it on there. Get a hold of me, and I'll even sign a copy and send you one if you want it. I a lot of friends say they really like that. It's just a fun experience. I wrote it as a kid. I wrote it with a little bit of looking back and writing as a child, and I've had a lot of friends say, there's another book coming, obviously, now because we've gotten some things that I've learned and some things along the way. But what I love about the book, and you'll really enjoy, is going the path with me. It shows you all the different ways that not only are we helping each other, but different types of what the psychics were doing. I was born during a time when psychics were pretty well, we were looked at oddly. I mean, now they tease, they say they still do, but at least we've gotten new age to come out where people are more willing to listen and work with it.
Wow, that's brilliant. Amazing.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, they are looking at things like, you know, in terms of the metaphysical, spiritual aspects of things. They're starting to look at that a little bit differently, too. And that's kind of the space I'm holding for Egypt. Asking for the prayers for Egypt. That's kind of what I think is going on there, you know, the cradle of civilization coming back around to that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
So we need to send out healing and love and light to anywhere in the world that's having problems at the moment. And they need all the help that they can get. And we need to be grounding as much light into Gaia as we can do. And that's our Starseed's mission, isn't it? To ground the light into the ground.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, shall I bring, are you ready for the first caller, Jethro?
I am. I'm very much excited to read a few people and help them with their path.
Brilliant, because we have a young lady on 661-748.
Actually, 847 has been holding for 33 minutes.
Oh, have they? I thought Janine was first, but that was my mistake, and I've already clicked to bring on. So I'm so sorry about that.
Well, hang on, 847.
That was you under me. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. We'll bring that caller on next. And are you there, Janine?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Hiya. Yes, we can. Yeah, welcome to the show. You're live on air.
Hi,
with
everybody.
Jethro. Hiya. Do you have a question for Jethro?
Yeah, hi, Jethro. It's Janine. How are you doing?
Great. We're Janine Reagan Sinclair. What a famous voice, a healer and a Crystal Key founder. This is my friend in London, and actually over there in the United Kingdom, who has helped me realize Crystal Key is a phenomenal healing ability. I'm thank you. I'm honored that you called me.
Well, you know, I've been like you, giving people readings all the time, and I just... Jean just showed me that you were on tonight, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to call Jethro and see what he can tell me of what's happening in my career. I'm steering clear of the love life, you notice. There's things coming up, and I just wondered if you're picking anything up on my career in the next kind of 6 months, Jethro.
Very, yes, and it's ironic, you know, as individuals looking, and it's been a while since we had talked really close and working, but I am seeing some different change, and I see that I've seen public speaking isn't just what's happening, but they're showing me that you're working with some individuals that are going to do some healing work that's going to mean you are writing out a lot more work and putting people into effect of it. It looks like it's a group individual working. They're showing me the months of here soon in September. They're telling me October. They say the guides are showing me that this is not only a big positive start for your career. It's also working at a very fast escalated rate to get the crystal key healing in front of individuals who are having like not just only post-traumatic stress disorder, but also some symptoms and some other things from life stresses. It's like here in the United States, we call it the Coalition Against Violence. They keep showing me that this group's working with you to help. You're working with people who've had domestic things or things happen, and they're able to be able to work one-on-one with healing. You're doing well. You're making financial money from this, but even more importantly, you're helping other individuals, and it's the word spreading with like people with post-traumatic stress disorder. They keep saying that. They keep telling me that.
Yeah, what I'd like to move into, to get funding to come over and be in America and work with that and help people with that, and do some sort of pilot study. And things are, you know, my career over here is really taking off financially as well. And still working towards the healing center, I'd like to put together, as you know. So that's interesting. That's good. I'm glad that's came up.
I love it. Angels are showing you, Janine. You're welcome. Thank you, Janine. I'm going to put a blessing because the angels are saying that as we spread the wealth, you've always been a positive ally in my life. The angels are telling me that me and together we'll see each other in the United States. And so I know that it's going to go well through. And I keep hearing them talk about like the Veterans Association and other organizations working with you because it is a dilemma. We need it done for our vets. I'm a very big advocate of it. I had a brother that I lost over stress and post-traumatic stress disorder and got back here in the United States and couldn't cope for a while. And I see, you know, unfortunately that we're still working on that from people who are coming back over. And Janine, I know the angels are saying that we need you now. We need you here helping people, and it's going to happen. So blessings to you, and it's good to know we'll get to meet each other finally.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Well, that's just confirmed what I was hoping was going to happen. So thanks very much. Bless you all. Gary, I don't know you, but it's really nice to meet you, even though it's only over the air. And Jean,
well, thank
thanks
you for
very
calling
much for
Janine.
Having me on the show. Thank you to both of you.
Thank
all
you.
Of you, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Much love to you. Okay, well, let's we'll get the next caller.
Well, thanks for calling in, Janine. Yeah, I'm sorry about the first caller. They called in before you, Gary, so they're above you on the switchboard, so I just didn't notice them. I'm so sorry about that. And
it's go ahead and bring them on. From
847, isn't it? Yeah, you bring them on.
From the 847 area code. You're
hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Jill. I'm calling from Illinois, and Jethro has talked to me before.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Welcome. Do you have a question?
What question would you have for Jethro?
My question is I have been working really hard healing, processing. I've gotten some clarity and some breakthroughs. Does Jethro see things clearing up for me soon in my life?
Okay, and it's good to talk to you again, Jill. I love your guides. You have the most really vibrant, positive angels with you, and they're telling me yes. They're telling me that you have been really working. It's been a while since we've talked, and they're showing me a little hurt in the chest that this has not been easy, that you're going through emotional a loss here of your own energy and some of your work, and it's like the angels are saying that you're not only working out your energy, but you're helping your family. They keep saying karma. They're showing me that you're not only doing better, but I also see that you've had to take a little bit of a step back from some of your life. You had a pattern before of doing things that now you're learning to take and walk and breathe and feel the energy relax to more love yourself, Jill. You used to feel bad about it. They're telling me you're getting to know Jill.
Yes. Correct.
Lock and bless. Oh yay! That's blessings. It's so good to see when people are growing, and I feel this loving energy. They're telling me that the angels are telling me that you've got later. They're looking at they're not going to let you keep running from Cupid. They said eventually that we're going to have some some people come in and really love you back, and it's okay. You've never really known love. When Cupid's tried to be around, you shut the door on Cupid's head, is what they're saying.
Probably, because I didn't know what it was.
I'm feeling that. And you're a good heart person. You're a loving woman. And the guys are telling me that there's going to be a very positive individual in your life. And that's why every time that love's kind of come around, you didn't. You thought it was something odd. And it's like, no, you weren't feeling sick. You were having people show you love and give you emotions. I'm so glad that this path for you looks very strong. And I see you later even helping give advice and telling other people, this, try this. This helped me get over it. And they're showing me that you had hurt. You had a lot of anger and people just being jealous and ornery. I respect females, and I really feel sad when as males don't realize it. When we have an argument, we handle it so different. When women are mean to you guys, or when there's a female, women can be vicious. It's doing this career showed me that even beautiful, beautiful women, it's like you had women who were jealous of you, is what I keep hearing.
Why?
They're just petty. I would say, you know, they say in the Bible, who can stand alone against it? Nobody, with jealousy. It's one of those negative emotions that people don't really set back and really look. They just start to go bad. You also are smart, and that sometimes gets people scared. They always joke and say people will kill or fear what they don't understand. You're an attractive woman, and so some of the ladies felt you were lethal. They were like,
really?
And I feel that's, yeah, you have a sister, and you have some other individuals doing this.
Okay.
Yes, and you're going to rise above it. And it, I laugh at you. You're like, oh, my God, you know. It's so cute. You're very, you know, and I got to tell you, take it as a compliment. I read for a lot of individuals. It's so nice. You're very, you're a little insecure, but it's so cute. You're very modest. You're like, we're going to get you a mirror and make you look in it today and realize you're a very attractive woman. I think that's what, and that happens. Ladies don't see themselves. I've realized the same as well, the rest of us. They always look for that picture that don't feel right, or they just, you know, and the angels are telling me that you're going to get so healthy with your love and the balance of you, Jill, that you're going to be able to just really share that wealth and with a relationship next year. They said 2014, they're getting you ready for a very loving relationship.
I'll be fine in the meantime, though, right? Hopefully.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Well, as you love yourself, you're going to love others, and they're going to love you.
That's true.
But
that's
what a
true.
Wonderful message, isn't it?
Beautiful, yes, it is.
Intelligent. Wow.
It was better than wonderful.
Oh.
Thank you, Jill. Blessings to you for giving me the person to do it. You're a sweetheart. I'm glad you
thank
called.
You.
It's good to talk to you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks for calling in. And you'll have to phone
yes,
us back.
Yes, and thank you for holding so long,
on.
Jill.
That's okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let us know how you're going with the love department. With the Cupid there. Okay, then. So we're going to bring on someone who's been waiting 27 minutes, and it's area code 661-312-2229. So here we go. You're live on air with Jethro.
Hello.
Could you tell us your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Ashley calling from California.
Hi, Ashley. Are you in the chat room as well?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely to speak to you. And have you got a question for our Jethro?
Not necessarily a question. I just wanted some healing since my left shoulder for the last few days has been in extreme pain, and I can only get it to subside for a moment, and just want some healing sense to it, some clearing and healing.
Thank you for calling, Ashley, and I do feel it, and you're not. It's like it's more than just the chakra. I'm seeing something physically going on here. Our left side is our incoming, and we were talking earlier about the Native Americans. We use the energy and our ability with our work, as they call our incoming, our left side, and it goes out through our body to our right. We bring our energies in, and I'm feeling with you and the guides that they said your left part of this other pain is you've been putting so much time and effort into something here that it looks like physically it's causing problem to what I would assume in my spiritual belief is something with the rotary cup or something in the back of the neck and the shoulder. It looks to me like even you know, working with someone who does therapeutic touch or something, we've got to be able to get that release. It looks like you're physically having something there going on, and it's absorbing the stresses. Is it true that the guides are telling me you're really right now working on some big business deals that are working financially, trying to break through?
Yeah.
That's what they're showing that arm. And the reason I ask like that is I need you to clarify the energy, because the guides are showing me that you're holding on to this. You have a little bit of something with money. You love money, but yet you have a I wouldn't say a fear of success, but you have something with money that's going on with you. And it's you and your guides is what's making that happen.
Yeah, I've faced the fear of success many times, and I thought I broke myself of it, but maybe not. I'm working on very big business stuff, and I'm also working on a lot of spiritual stuff, and there's a lot going on, needless to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day, but it could definitely be a fear of success.
That's what I'm feeling, and the angels are saying that as you work with this individuality, your life's going to be able to take in another cycle, and it's going to be also able to cycle for you to let that go. And it's going to go through your arm. It's going to come down. A lot of times we work on meditation, you know, we want them to do the golden shower down, to flow down and out through your fingertips, down through your feet and out. And it is a fight between you going into your work too. The guys are telling me that you're also going into some other individuality science and some other stuff for you that's not going to be able to handle the whole stress. You know, the guys are telling me that you're also... They said that right now that the financial is coming, and you can handle the financial. It's just your body and your spirituality getting geared up to be able to handle all of it. It's all right there coming, and this is the incoming of it, that it's going to... It's like it's got to come together. It's like what you believe with money, how you are with what, and they said, yes, it's all there. It's just, it's causing you this physical stress right now with your arm is what they're showing me.
So it's just a physical stress. It's not like something like an attack, right?
I'm not feeling a psychic attack, and I'm really impressed with you, because you have fought against big things and won, and you're a young woman. You're a very strong woman, because you fought against some things and won is what they're telling me.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a psychic attack and just send some healing to it and see what I could do to... I didn't know if I wasn't shielding strong enough and I was still getting attacked, because I know that left was incoming. Therefore, I was a little afraid there for a moment.
Yes, I feel that. And I feel like there's some other love going on for you, that your angels are also working with you, that they're getting this ready for the spiritual. And this is why it is sometimes that we call it a healing crisis, or we call ourselves in a spiritual involvement. And this is what's happening. Your body's getting ready to also really mend itself. You went through some physical, there's a condition you have, something physically that your body's regenerating. And that's why the arm's also hurting, they're telling me.
Okay, awesome.
Cool. Right. Well, thank you for calling in, and blessings to you.
Yeah, kind of remember, you're also a human being, not a human doing. So the more you move into that, I think the faster you will heal as well.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Ashley. And,
thank you.
Yeah, great message for you there, too. And lovely energy you have.
Thank you.
Thank you. You
okay,
too.
We'll go ahead. We'll just put you back on hold and let you continue to listen to the show if you wish. And as we'll move on to the next caller from the 831 area code. I'll go ahead and bring them on. 831, you're on air with Chantal Smith. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Lisa Ray, and I'm calling from California.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Let's
see. I have a new wonderful love. I have two beautiful children, but I'm trying to balance my life and be employed at the same time. How does this occur?
I love it. You're doing real well. And the angel said that it's going to also come through another energies of you working with the loved ones in there. You also are a little bit well, you have this ability. They tell me that you like to do it and you like having things done with your way. And they said it's going to happen, that it's going to be done, and it's going to be coming together. There's another blessing for you with the other angels that they keep telling me. Some of yours is coming through some other work with you bringing people together.
I'm slowly merging my children and my boyfriend together. You know, I'm trying to make this. We've been dating for 4 months now, and I'm trying to get everybody adjusted. I am also looking at a service coordinator job, which places nurses with home health care or homebound patients. And I'd like to know if that's the position or if the home health care for the child with the heart condition is the position I should be taking.
I feel like what they're showing me is they're telling me that you also are that the one with working with people. They keep telling me that you're supposed to be with the nursing part there. Go back with me. I apologize. They're showing me two things real quick. Talk to me about the two so I can narrow it down. I'm sorry.
That's not a problem. One company has two positions. One is working with a child in her home, and her she has a heart condition and a breathing condition, and I would be her nurse. But I also applied for another position, which is called service coordinator, which is a little bit more stressful. I place nurses with other patients who are homebound also.
Okay, that's why it's making it very intense to me, and what they're showing me is that this is where we have free will really coming in together, and your angels working
okay.
with you. They're telling me that's and it's like they're fighting over you. I love what they're saying. It's like I keep seeing both jobs there, and I love the fact that your angels with Raphael and with the energy of Ariel, the young bright angel, is both saying they both want you. They both need you, and you're gonna have the choice of which one of the two that you end up doing. I feel that you're gonna get offered with both. Is what I feel.
Okay.
That's why I keep seeing both.
Well, I'll weigh out the differences with that, and I appreciate that. But I am trying to, my boyfriend and I have someone in our life who is, can make things relatively uncomfortable. It's a business partner of his. She and he had a relationship 10 years ago, and now that I'm in the picture, she's trying to interfere. Is that the correct way of putting it? I just want to know what spirit and angels have planned for us. I really would love to see this long term.
I feel it is, and I feel the blessings with you too. And I also am hearing that this been kind of in one way a good blessing, that she was a blessing in disguise because of her. I'm sorry, the word drama for your mama is what they're telling me, and that's an expression from the kids. But she is. I mean, she was. You know, laugh about it. The woman woke up with drama.
I agree. Yes.
Insane. I love that expression. And the angels are telling me in reference for her why that's happened is that expression for her also goes into another part of she didn't want to be with you. She wanted everybody to have her handling her life cycle and making everybody else handle what she thought was going to be all right. It's never going to be all right there. And they said for you guys that this was a test you two had to pass, but had you not went through that, you two would have not been able to know that for no matter what happens, you and your lover cannot deal with that kind of energy. It makes you very sick. Some people like the excitement and the storytelling. You guys, it made you very sick. And it also is really funny that you have a temper on you, Lisa.
Well, I am Irish-Italian.
Oh, my goodness.
I am a black belt in karate.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
and
my
goodness. I am
Note to self.
So I could put you apart and put you back together again. No, that's teasing. I've been really trying to send white light, healing violet light around her. And I am grateful. I am grateful that she was or is in his life, because he wouldn't be the man he is now. And I wouldn't be in love. I'm in love with this man. And I really feel that we are long-term marriage, I'm hoping, is in the future. But, you know, it does get a little bit of the drama. And now she seems to be inviting herself to family events. And it's getting on my nerve. And his.
I feel it's going to come through, and they said that you two will be able to laugh. I keep seeing you two both going, this is really, you're right about, you know, you're scary. You're kind of like Rambo with the healing technique, and it's like, okay. And they're saying that what's going to happen for you that's going to be really excellent is that she. I do see some other individuals that are going to be stepping in, because there. It seems like it's going to just be more positive, and you guys are going to find people that are able to deal with it in that tone instead of what you had before with them. And that was where everybody was letting this get away. I see this being, this is not going to get to you. This is going to be even better. They're telling me, the guys, that you also went through a situation that wasn't making sense for a while, and that was that no matter what you said or done, you had other individuals trying to maintain your life, and that's what you and your lover had to go through. So you guys are being blessed. It's kind of like you guys know of it. You're aware of it, you know?
Yes. It would be my sister, Erica, and my mother who... It wanted me and forcing David to live the lives they think is ideal for us. And I kept putting the brakes on them. They kept in trying to, we've only been together almost 6 months, and they were saying, well, you guys should live together now. You shouldn't be living in separate houses and, you know, things like that. But I and David, I want to take our time on things, and you know, I want to see us merge as a family, not forced together. I have a son and a daughter. Do you see us blending? Do you see us living under one roof anytime soon?
They're saying, yes, I do. I do see you two under the room. But it says not soon. They're saying it may take a little while. You've also got some other, these, I mean, look at you working, all the things you've got, and the priority that your angels love with you is they want you healing others. So that's, I see that. And I also hear the angels, Lisa, that you're going to be able to have this person there, but they're saying a little longer. And they keep showing me a bunch of mail, like a big stack of all this mail. I don't know if it's bills or what, but they're showing me there's reasoning for this, that's why you guys are living as you are right now, is that stack.
Oh, mail. I don't
like, you know.
Know,
a lot of, it shows, it keeps showing
mail,
me that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so clean up a little bit, organize a little bit, and I'm still working as a healer. So okay, because this is just ripping up my stomach. it is ripping up my stomach a bit. I'm stressed a bit on this. So do you see what else does the spirit ancestors guidance? What do they have for me?
I think we're going to have to leave it at that, Lisa, because we're going to bring the next caller on who's been waiting 38 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you very much.
So sorry about that.
No, not a problem. I'm not.
But it sounds like you've got loads of things to think about, and... best of luck with your, and speak your truth. Don't let people make you do what they want to do. It's your life.
Thank you.
Yeah, remain firmly rooted in your truth and the wind of whatever change that blows. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so thank you for your call, and we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to bring the next person on, who is area code 619. 366-3363. Hello.
Oh, you gave my entire phone number.
Sorry?
You gave my entire phone number.
Oh, sorry. What's your name? Well, I don't think anybody will have got a chance to write it down.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is...
Sorry?
My name is Steve.
Oh, you're cutting out a little bit.
Okay. My name is Steve.
Steve. Hi, Steve.
Yeah. Hello. Lately, I've noticed that I get easily irritated by people around me that are either too loud or they're talking too much or using foul language, or I just get easily offended by people lately, more so than usual. I'm just wondering what's going on.
Okay, well, you're live on with Jethro, so are you still there, Jethro? We haven't lost you, have we? Hang on, we haven't got Jethro answering just at the moment, so if you just hang on a minute, I shall re-add him to the call.
No problem.
Sorry about that, we've lost him at the minute, but he can't be far.
What happened?
Okay, let's call him back, see if he's still around. Yes, it does. Sometimes we get cut off by Skype.
Yeah, it looks like he's lost connection here for a moment.
Yeah, I think he's, I think it's calling him, but he possibly heard your question, but if not, you can just ask it again when we connect with him.
Okay.
And maybe, no, we're not getting hold of him at the minute. He's still online. Hello?
I enjoyed his reading. It's very...
Yeah, he's absolutely brilliant, isn't he? I'm going
he's
to try
thorough,
and run.
Very detailed.
Yeah,
very
really
thorough,
good.
Very detailed.
Yeah. We can only spend so long on each caller, though, because we do have a limited amount of time. So if
course,
I don't get hold of him... Just for the minute, I'm going to actually play a song just while we connect with him. So I'll do that
perfect.
Now. I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Okay,
so I'll just play this Avantasia while we get Jethro back on the line. Thank you. Fantasia, What Kind of Love. But we have Jethro back on the line, and we do have a caller, Steve. And I think Gary's going to get Steve back on. Sorry about that.
Yes, we've got Steve back on. Welcome back, Steve, and welcome back, Jethro. What question would you have for Jethro?
Hello, Steve.
Yes, my question.
Hello, Steve.
I'm sorry, I had you on mute. My question was, I just noticed that lately when I'm around people, I'm just easily agitated, especially if they're loud or if they're talking too much or if they're rude. I just get angry and frustrated more so than I have in a long time. Just wondering what's going
this
on.
This show will really do it for you then, won't it? No, never mind.
Hello, Steve.
Hello there.
Never mind.
Yes, and so you were saying what the energy is doing this, and it's causing agitation for you, and I do feel that there is a reasoning. They're telling me something's going on with your equilibrium. It looks like you're having where noises and sounds are real sensitive to you.
Exactly. Loud music, loud people.
But they're showing me, and they're showing me that you are, you know, that for psychically and metaphysically, being clairaudient, I've also reached a point with my life that I've had to look at and work with individuals to make sure that, you know, I'm not picking up the wrong things. And what the guides are telling me is that you should work with some lavenders and some things. Your aura is way open, way, you know, working with it. And they're telling me that they're telling me that we should work with you a little bit here, and I want you to talk to me just a little bit here, Steve. Is it when you were a child, you know, do you remember that it was very, how much was it for you to, like, become friends with people? Was it something you could easily do, or was it something that had to happen over a gradual time?
I was very reserved with people, and until I got to know them, and very shy, kept to myself, so. It allowed me to warm up.
Okay, no, that's what I feel, and I feel like the saddest part that you've got happening for you is that you're also really in one of those sick situations that are causing you energy. It's like it's not a pleasant situation. It's like you're not physically there. So psychically or metaphysically, I would say spiritually, you need to bring on the aromatherapy of lavenders, casual things. Even if you can take it, some men don't like the smell of rose, but rose also is a very conditional heart chakra one. Do you?
Yeah, I love the smell of rose.
Very good. It would be very beneficial for you, even a little bit of light rose water, do a bath, do an energy, because you're bringing your balance of your male and female energy in together, and that's what they said is happening. So one side's being really, really sensitive, and the other side's doing energy. They're also showing me that you will be working with your angels to be able to get this together. I would like to have you, Steve, maybe catch me off of this or get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. You need some prayers here. We need to work with you with some Ariel energy and some Uriel. Uriel is the angel that brings in knowledge. They're telling me that you're doing deja vu. This life, you remember a lot of the stuff you're doing, and this is causing you to be oversensitive and well, I would say snappy, you know?
Right, exactly. Perfect words.
Yes, and I feel you're going to be able to go into some other work with you that's also going to be able to handle this, is that you're going to be able, no matter how you look at it, you're going to be able to handle yourself for a while too. And it's like it's going to be able to go together for you, come together. And I apologize, I'm sounding awkward. Your guide is, it's like you need to sit down and work with your guides and angels with some faith of, we call it, have you ever done looking without seeing?
No, I never heard of that.
It's a very cool technique, and definitely get a hold of me. I do this with people. I help with people classes. It's a way for us to find our future. We use it sometimes for meditation or for people that would like to do it. People, you know, in the old schools, we'd go out by a campfire and we would utilize and do prayers and do light, watch the and look without seeing, and you would know your future. In this case, they want you doing some of that kind of practice so that you're able to sense the future for you, to feel it, because you have a very psychic gift. You have someone there that's like not wanting you to be you. They're controlling your situation.
Is that on the earth plane or out on the other side?
I feel that they're telling me that this person is like from your past. I would say maybe the other side, but they're very close. It's like you and them have not resolved some issues together.
And you feel they passed on?
I do, and I feel that they're still getting energy, you know, and people will, we've proven this with the Curien camera. Anybody ever gets a chance with an Aura camera, have your picture taken, you can prove when there's different energies attached to people, or even like this from the other side. I feel in your case this is some energy that's trying to come through and trying to stay hooked to you because it doesn't want to deal with it.
Because I've been praying to be released from entities that have no place on me and things like that.
Yeah, that's and you're doing well. I just feel that I would do a little bit of other like that and have someone sit down with you, work with you on some of the working with it, of getting to make sure, because that's what I'm feeling. And I feel that it's from things, it keeps showing me your childhood.
Okay.
You know, but you're a good person. I see it's going to come through it, and I also see you're going to work with some work to it.
Beautiful.
Very good. And
hello?
Blessings to you, yes. And I can feel the energy. We've got lightning here, and I apologize. I teased when we first started out today. It's been a beautiful day in Florida. And right now in Tampa, it's the most lightning strikes in the world. And we've got a lot of it, like, bouncing around here.
Oh, wow.
Just don't go golfing right now or fishing. You know?
Or play with alligators of any kind. Or fish, sure, right?
Well, thanks for calling, Steve. And hopefully
that
answers your questions.
I appreciate it very much.
Yes, I hope
right.
so.
Thank you.
And thank you so
bye-bye.
Much. And thank you, Jethro, for that. And, okay, we're going to bring area code 916-204-206 online. 916-206, where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi,
I'm
Diana.
California. I had a car in Florida that got struck by lightning. I had a really nice Cadillac Cimarron with sunroof. It got struck by lightning, and those are all computer cars, and it wiped the whole thing out. It couldn't be saved. So
oh,
I know
no.
what it was like living in Florida. But my question is not about me this time. The person that I actually got the car that I'm driving from now, he's an old Starseed friend from Indiana that I stayed and worked with a little bit before I left after Mom died. And he had hip surgery, and it was supposed to be so routine. We didn't really make plans that if anything went wrong, that somebody would contact me, because I don't really, the family doesn't know. Well, anyway, I haven't heard from him, but I've heard from him spiritually. And I want to know if Bill is still with us, because if he was with us and had all of his wits about him, he would talk to me by now. I'm the first person he talks to when he gets well enough. So he's kind of clinging to me, but it's a spirit thing. I'm pretty sure something went wrong. It was his second hip surgery. They didn't do any tests in between because they did all the tests before the first, but he wasn't well after the first one.
So what would be your question?
Has he passed over, and how is he? And is he still with us, and what? And why I haven't heard from him?
Oh, I know that. Diana, thank you for picking me to be a person that you trusted to do your mediumship with this friend, because I know that you're a strong healer. I have read for you before. You're a very gifted person, and you're going through such revelations that part of it is your guys and you are telling me that he is, with him being over. I'm getting that he's over there. I'm also getting with the other strength that's happened is that something else is going on there. It looks like there's some other things that had to be handled first, and you're right about you would be one of the people he would talk to, but it's like there's still some situation that's keeping this in between. It's like, do you know, I mean, the last you heard of this was that he said this surgery, and the guys keep showing me, like, I kept getting like there was something else that complicated some things, so he's still also working with karma he's got to handle over there.
So he hasn't passed, or has he had a stroke, or just not passed? Because I'm getting the feeling his brain is just not here. I don't know if his body's gone or not.
I feel like Alzheimer or something there. I feel like something has happened that he's physically, he's not left this world yet. His soul is in between, and it's not where he could just bounce over and talk to you, but it's in the energy, because there's also something else going. He had a time and a place. We all have our time and place here, and what the angels are telling me is that's what I'm getting, that he's like that in between. He can't really go and just travel and do energy, and they're also working in some other work for other individuals that they're doing, is that they're also beginning to handle some other life problems for him, is that he's dealing with some karma, and they keep taking him there. There's a woman that I see evolved around him that was also involved with him, that needs, she's like, they're working out things that they're trying to get handled.
Well, his wife passed over after they had five children. She left him with five children. I don't know if that's the woman or if it was the second woman that I don't know. Because he was older than me. He was more of somebody I worked with. He wasn't somebody I had a relationship with, but we were probably past life people.
I feel that very strong, and I feel that that's, and it's like she's waiting on the other side over there, but he's in between. So what's going on is they're trying to also get to they're also trying to get him handled into some other work and handling everything else so that nobody else can deal with what they had happening for him. And they said that what's going on is that he is at a situation in his life where nobody else is able to really kind of get back and forth. And their guys are working with him, with the karma, with this lady from the other side. And it isn't the wife with the children. It's ironically the second one there. They had gotten together, and she wasn't capable of dealing with him in relationship. And then later you and other things started happening, and he needed you. They keep saying you were needed in his life, because he does call out to you. I mean, even though he's not making communication from there yet, it's like there's something else going on that he's going to be spiritually communicating with you more. So they worked that out.
So he might not die. He might just stay here for and not be, I mean, be like Alzheimer's or coma or something. That's strange.
I'm sorry.
To me.
I'm not trying to be morbid, but what I'm sensing, and they're telling me, is for a while he's going to be in this in between. And it looks like to me what they're telling me is that it's mentally there, and they said it's not his time yet. I would say probably within the next 6 months, but that's what I'm getting. I hope I helped you, Diane. That's a sad one.
Yeah. Well, he always wanted to live to be 100. Yeah, there was a woman, but she really wasn't. I don't know. She really led him on about this light work and stuff, and try. And I don't know if it was him or her, but they didn't do it right. So,
that's why they got her there. That's exactly why they've got her there in karma.
And
she's in trouble.
That's what he's doing karma for. Ah, so
she
was
dishonest to him.
Yeah,
defined right.
But why haven't his? Do they just not want to tell me the situation he's in? Is because I know that his one daughter would have called me to say surgery's over, blah blah blah. She never called me. So, are they just not wanting to tell me the situation with him?
I feel like they're also, they're kind of blocking with you in this situation, too. And they're not wanting to deal with this part of it. And they also they've had other people come around, and they're kind of anguished or something about the fact of his hurt. And sometimes this happens with grief. I mean, my son was 20 when he passed, and my first reaction, I was uptight. People that even cared, it was hard to react. And they're showing me that's what I'm sensing. I'm feeling that they're a little stunned right now, and they're also holding back because they're like, okay, anyone knows or having to deal with. They know you two are also real close, and they're not sure about how they can handle this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would honor his choice of staying or going, but of course, I know he's 80. He wanted to live to be 100, but his life was going, he couldn't see anymore and stuff like that. So, I was worried about his family too, and I guess I lost my last question, so I better let you go talk to the other people. But thank you. You're pretty right on, because I did talk to one person who said she thought he'd pass because there was a definite energy change. And then the next person said he's just busy. I'm like, no, he's not just busy. I better call Jethro.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I was just dizzy earlier, but I still could do stuff, and this, you two were too close. If he was dizzy, you'd just be getting a silly energy with him, It's like, that's funny. We need to laugh sometimes when people have those days. Well, yeah, I would say more than that.
Yeah. Okay. Aww. Well, thanks a lot, Zephyr. You're great.
Thank you, Diana.
I'm happy for Jill. I wanted to say I was so happy for Jill because she's had a really rough 2 years, too. And to hear you saying good things for her, that was great.
Uh-huh. You guys always remember not to be mad at the messenger. I'm just teasing you.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Diana. We'll go ahead and put you back on hold and let you listen to the show. And remember, our job is to create the reality that we choose, but we allow the reality that others create to exist also.
Okay.
And with that, we're going to move on to the next caller from the 661 area code again. 661, you're on air with Jethro Smith. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on air with Jethro. What's your name? Hello?
I would psychically say they're tired. No, I'm just making it a little worthy. We gotta laugh.
I'm not sure exactly what was going on there, but he's got a terrible line or sound on the on his line as well.
Never mind. 3661. Yeah, I think it's the same one. Two. It's the same phone number there. There's
yeah,
two
I see
with
that.
The same
yes.
phone number. Yeah. So
hello, are you
what
there?
what about 619-549? Okay. Should we bring them on?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay,
sure,
hello 619.
Yes, I'm here. It's Donna.
Donna?
Hi, yeah, Donna, how are you?
Hiya.
Hello, Donna.
Hi. So you're gonna do a psychic reading? Correct?
Sure. Yes, if you will give me, I need to get your name and I need a question from you because I'm right now reading through a rainstorm and a lot of energy. So what I'm getting from you is there's a lot of questions. You would like to have a psychic reading and your name's Donna. What is there an area you want to look at for this few minutes of the free reading over the radio?
In regards to the move I'll be making in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Donna, I'm getting a lot of energy around you. And I'm glad I had to get you to talk a little more. You're a private person. You've got. I feel like you're the move. They said is going to be very good, but they said that you're. I feel like you're kind of under the radar. You've got someone you're trying to shake loose or get away from or something. There's something. I'm feeling a lot of energy protecting you right now.
Oh, well, I mean,
said that
nothing
you're,
bad. No, I mean.
Not bad. It's what they're telling me is that your guides are also working with you at a point so they can also achieve what they wanted for you, Donna, was to be able to get your life and your situation. And so you're under radar to me means that you're a little harder to me to read. I am going to ask your date of birth, if you don't mind.
Yes, 10/25/67.
Okay, no problem. What the angels are doing, and this is to get permission so that I can see and that they know I'm a light worker, I'm very positive, but also to get the energy to help you, Donna, with this move, is that they're telling me that they're, you know, like you said, there's nothing bad. It's not that. It looks like to me what they're showing me is you're in a really more transitional than just moving. Your angels are telling me that you are headed to a new, real positive state in your life. You have some real strong love there waiting is what they're telling me.
Good.
And they're saying that's very, yeah, it's good. They're telling me you also have been through something of a healing. I feel like something, you've shedded something or you went through a healing there that you've overcome there.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Very true. The guides are telling me that your love and your life has taken on another meaning for you, and that's why it's like you're in a cocoon stage. You're in a very strong transforming. This is an excellent time for you to also. They said that you're going to be doing something more with finances. That the money's coming. Where you're moving to, they said, is where the pot of gold is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll be looking for a job, so hopefully I'll find a good one.
I feel you will find a good job. You'll be working with people. They're showing me you also have another capability of doing stuff with the internet or something. I keep seeing the internet in front of you and that you have some abilities there you're able to do.
Okay.
You know? I apologize to you. I'm a very good reader, but for some reason they're only giving me a piece with you. And part of it is that they're telling me it is that free will, but it looks like I see you there and shortly afterwards a job, and I see you working with other individuals in a positive estate. It's like the karma you've put out is coming in real good to you there. It's just you're a little under radar right now because there's a lot of energy, you know, that you're like the new you is what I would say.
Good. Great.
Very good.
Yeah, that's encouraging. Yeah, I'm glad. So it's going to be a new relationship too. So that I'm sure that will. You said there's love waiting for me there, so that's always good.
It is, and you're a good person, and you're going to get those rewards. They said the person that the things that were going on with this past there was an odd energy. You had to face it, but you're so glad it's over. It just seemed like it was not real or something there.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, yeah, we were together in the past, but it was. It was during a not so good moment of my life, so I've learned a lot and, you know, grown, so I think it's going to be a lot better. because of that.
I feel that too, and I feel the angels are putting you into a part of your life where you can start to really enjoy your life, and that's what you've already asked for it, you know.
Right, I sure have. Well, great. Cool. That's great news.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Donna. Blessings to you.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much. Take care. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for calling, Donna. We'll go ahead and put you back on hold.
Yeah, thanks, Donna.
Yeah, we'll move on to the next caller. Hello, you're on air with Jethro Smith. Are you there? That's that same caller with the line noise. Put them back.
They're haunting me, I'm telling. No, I'm kidding. Just joking.
Blog Talk Radio is acting up. The switchboard is acting up this time or something.
Yes.
We got another caller from the
city. Blame his tools. We've had that caller, Gary.
Actually, we have the same phone number.
Yeah, it's Janine, I think.
Yeah, we actually had the same phone number listed on the switchboard several times over, so it was very interesting.
Yes.
So we do have another caller.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, I cut you off there. Are you still there?
Hi there.
Hiya.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hi, it's Jean. It's Jane calling from Toronto.
Jean.
How are you?
Hiya.
Hi.
Great, are you?
Hi.
You gotta love Bong Talk Radio.
I know.
So, what question would you have for Jethro?
Hi, Jethro. I'm trying to look for a new job. Do you see me getting a new job this year?
Oh, I do, and I also see with you that's going on for you right now is that you are. You're having so much strength right now. It's what your choice is of what you want to do. They show me that you've taken control of your ship. They're showing me you with you and a hold of the wheel. I see you with a job, and I do have a lot of clients up there, especially Toronto and the other places. I love the Canadians, and what I feel with the energy, what's happening is they're showing me that you're working in an area that you're more happier at. It looks like this choice to have this new job and this energy was you and your guides together. The other job was taking from you health-wise.
Yes.
And they're saying you're going. Yeah, and they're telling me that it's like a really good part right now. The guides are warning that you're not going to work as hard. They're saying that's why you and them are having a little bit of a standoff right now. That you're going to promise them that you're not going to work as hard as you normally do because you overworked before, and then you got yourself where you weren't feeling good.
That's right.
And they're showing me that you're working with I keep getting like a lot of sales. I keep seeing the register ringing in money is what I'm hearing. It's
okay.
Like something with people, and I correct if I'm wrong, because sometimes they don't tell me why, but I keep seeing like money, and then I see a lot of people like happy, like that sales exchange. I see you doing real well. You're very fast minded. The angels are telling me that you're able to do a lot of, you like to multiple task. And you take pride in that you're very efficient in working with this. And they said that's going to be part of this job. But they keep telling me it looks like you're working for a bigger company or something. It's hard. I got to apologize. I'm not narrowing it down to exactly what you're doing. But they just keep showing me things that's very positive. Telling me it's here in it looks like it's here in September, like 9/9. They keep showing like by September 9th. Hello.
Looks like the caller dropped off.
Oh, how's the caller dropped off? Oh dear. Okay. Do we have another one on there? I think we've got 718.
Right. The 718 is next. Want to go ahead and bring them on, Jen?
Hello. What's your name and where you calling from? Hello.
Hello.
Is it a gentleman we've got this time?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, it's a
lady.
You
are. Hello.
Yes,
oh, hello. I don't know what's going on with the phones today. Hi, my name is Christina, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Christina.
Hello.
And my question is about, I have a potential upcoming move. It's actually, I'm an artist. I'm currently working in New York. My lease is up, but something came on the market that I'm working out with my family, and we actually put an offer in, and there's been a lot of juggling, and I'm kind of excited about it. But somebody put an offer in. So I'm kind of going through this whole thing of, like, trying to, like, just keep holding that the best will work out, not get too caught up on it in case it doesn't work out. But feeling like there's this potential move, and it could really be great for everybody, it feels like, in the long run. So just asking about that. And then I'm going through a lot with energetic clearing, like moving through my body and sometimes just knocking me out. To the point where I have like ringing in my ears, in my head. I know on some higher level it's about like clearing a lot of stuff. So those are my two things.
Oh, very excellent. No, and the guides are showing with you, those are the experience and the work with you and what the life is showing with you is that it has to go through this. You're not only having some other psychic sense for you, but this work and this healing and this change with you. We had a lot of change today, and this is really good because the ascension energy is not only what happened last year. A lot of individuals got wired in. You've got your guides and you are right on together, and they're not going to let you get away with anything else. They're telling me that this is going to be very good back. They said it's going to be very strong for you, and it's going to work together to help. And they keep showing me that you have something else happening for you that's not you're not done with the other part of your work. You're just trying to get everything together. And they said that your business and health is still together. The work, they keep telling me, is you're going to take something and do something totally different than you've done.
Uh-huh.
And they said that you're also you're in trouble a little bit because you started you told the guides you would get the rest and you're not getting the rest. You burned the candle at both ends.
Oh wow, that's interesting. Because I was just feeling that's interesting. So it's okay to be honest, I'm finding that I guess, you know, where the doubt is coming up is like when I sleep and when RSS has been going on for quite a long time. It's like I keep having energy run through certain blocks and it just keeps going and going and it's getting very intense. And then part of my instinct is like, I just have to give in and I almost can't do anything else. And so there's a feeling there of like, oh my God, you know, am I really like, this is a lot of just like getting knocked out by this. Is this all going to work out? You know? So just now I'm just saying like, okay, I'm just going to feel like I want to just lie down again. And so is that the right thing to do?
It is the right thing. And they're arguing about with you that you've agreed that you would take it in measures. They're working with you. The guys make a joke. They say moderation is going to become your best friend because you've got to moderate with stuff. You're very messed. When you do it, you just do it. It's, you know, and it's the guys are telling me that that's part of what got you into this situation for a while was you didn't want to be. You want to have it all now. You're like, you're looking at it, you look like a little kid in a candy store. I'll have that and that and that. And then you guys are going, now we're less. And you're like, no. And you're like, you go night-night. You know, that's what they're saying it like. I mean, they're making it, they're looking at that's
so maybe
what they
that
do
is it. It's like this feeling, I think there is a feeling there of like, why can't I clear this? I'm trying to, and like, you know, maybe it's like, just let it go. Like, it's all happening. It doesn't have to be so intense, right? I don't have to work so hard at it. Does that make sense? I don't know.
It does. It does make sense.
I mean, I have to admit, it's like sometimes what's happening is like this has been something that's been working through. I can feel old emotions coming up. So, and I feel like I'm letting them go. But, you know, actually, I feel like I'm, you know, there's this thing of like I'm not doing as much of my normal work or, you know, like I'm just having all this stuff work through me. So maybe it's just like letting it go, not worrying too much.
Right. No, and I feel you are. You're working on it, and you're doing exactly what those angels want you to do. And there is a point you're going to also take into what you were supposed to have happen for you, and that is that they wanted you not only enjoying your life, but also being able to work at a point where you're getting this relationship. There's, you know, we started with this other person about love, and that's the thing that they're working with you. They're putting out energy that they want you to have that, and not like you said, not so much hard work, but actually a love and a system there that's working with it. And you're working on a system of loving yourself too, because you push yourself sometimes real hard and you wouldn't push nobody else this hard.
Yes. Thank you for that reminder. Yeah.
Thank your guide.
I see sort of my, to be honest, I feel like it's almost just falling back into old childhood stuff or something, you know, and it's like I kind of can see it, and on some level it's coming up to clear, but it's like I just feel these old emotions coming up that are more, you know, more about that, like more self-critical or more, you know, and then it's sort of this shifting between like, okay, you need to, like, you can be as loving and kind to yourself as you would be to like other people, and if they were going to, you know, I don't know.
I do, yes, I do see it. And they also said that you're in love. What's the...
I'm sorry?
They also said that you're going to be going through this new change with this job, and the other individual is going to be very good for you. This is some change that's coming up that's going to be real good. And your guide said that you are going to be able to not only get your system back in, but also do this in moderation. You've got to get more sleep and your patterns. It's like it's so easy to put yourself at the back of it. You've got to get yourself up front.
What does that mean? I'm a little confused by that.
Like everybody else gets love, so do you. You get to have your fair helpings of stuff. Sometimes you put you at the
put
last.
Yourself
you'll help other people.
First. Love yourself.
Yes.
Fill yourself with that love, and then allow the world to get the overflow. That's the proper way to do it.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's a mental thing right now as much as anything else. Like just allowing, like don't worry about everything else or everybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I can feel that coming up sometimes. It's like, yeah, it's like.
Do what resonates in your heart. And the more you do that, the more it'll all fall into place.
Exactly. Of course. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks
thank
for
you.
Those words of encouragement.
mm-hmm. Thank you.
Can I ask one last question?
Sometimes we need to hear that from others, you know?
It has to be a quick one because we're running out of time very quickly.
very quickly, I'm planning on, whether I move or not, I was planning on having a show in the current space I'm in. I have it almost all hung already. I just haven't planned on the date because I'm waiting for things to sort of work out, and I don't know if you have any guidance on that.
I feel there is going to be, and I feel that it's going to be right there where you are. You're going to do one there before you do this real quick. It also looks like it's kind of your farewell for your show and to show your, you know, what you do very well. You're a very gifted person, and you need to do that once. It's that faire vivant, you know. You do the way of showing it there to make it very good is what I see. They said yes.
So yes, go ahead and do that, even if I end up leaving, and yeah.
Yeah, you need it. You're vitally unhappy when you're productive. You're like the little engine that could, and you need to keep working. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Great.
Cool. Blessings to you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks very much for that. Well, next week we do have another reader. If we haven't got around to squeezing you in today, we have Kelly Coulter on next week, and she works with you, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Yes, she does, yeah. So
we're going to say goodbye, God bless, any minute now. I don't think we have time for another one, do we? Because it's a shame to just get in the middle of doing a reading, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just for the callers anyway, and I want to thank everyone who did call.
Yes.
And that was it. We timed it perfectly this time. Wonderful.
Brilliant. Okay, and you were absolutely marvelous as usual, Jethro.
Thank you.
And I'll put
yes,
it on Facebook. And because a lot of people listen in archives to the messages in archives. So we'll put it on Facebook, and I hope you're going to come back soon.
I hope so, too. I love you guys. And I laughed today. Even with the lightning, we still overcame. We got to do this show. I'm like, whoa, it's beautiful right now. But we've got lightning all over here. It's like I feel like if I hear a little fry, that's my hair.
Wow.
You got to do this show with the Joaquin Oyate this time. That's good.
Here is a wild man. Thank you. It's good to see you, too.
I love the Joaquins. They claimed to me long ago. But that's another radio show.
Oh, okay.
We'll do a whole show around that. Anyway.
And, well, you've been doing some workshops, haven't you, this weekend, Gary? Some Indian ones.
I have. We went to a Native American powwow this weekend and had a wonderful time.
down in Grand Ronde, Oregon. We were with the Federation of the Grand Ronde Tribes. There were a lot of different tribes that joined together and made this confederation a long time ago. And they did a great big powwow this weekend. It was absolutely wonderful. It was a good time. And I actually got to have some fry bread. So I'm a happy Indian.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased you had a good time. And I'd just love to go on one. I mean, I'd have to put plaits in my hair, wouldn't I, and pretend I'm Red Indian. But I think
you
I'm
know,
ready.
Just go find a joy and partake in the song and dance and food. It's a gathering, a get-together, and really observe and really get a look at the culture, you know.
Yeah,
and,
it would be fantastic.
The joining together of all the tribes all over the place. They're all different tribes, you know. The
yeah,
different
I
tribes
actually,
host them, but different tribes around the region, you know, the regional tribes will host them, but the participants come from all tribes. In fact, that's how a lot of the Indians make their livings these days. They do the powwow circuit throughout the summer, you know, and they dance and they, you know, compete and so forth. And that's how a lot of them support themselves. So it's actually a lot of fun.
It sounds great. I used to know quite a few when I was in Canada because I went to school just right beside the Tandinigga place where all the Indians lived. And the Mohawk Indians lived on that. What do they call it? I can't think of the word now. I've gone... but they live on a big, like, estate, don't they?
A reservation.
Land.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Do you know, I've gone brain dead.
It's called a res, yeah.
the res, that's it. And, that was fantastic. Anyway, we're going to have to say goodnight, God bless, and thank you, and goodbye, and God bless. And I'm going to play this one especially for you and Jethro. It's called Drum Battle. And were you drumming on this one, Gary?
Okay, hey, yes, I did. Yes, I actually played flute. I actually played one of the drums on this. So.
Oh, great. Okay, then. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jethro,
everybody.
For being on
thank
with
you,
us
Jethro.
Again. We'll see you all next week.
See you soon. I'll give you another date quick. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Doksha Ake.
Brilliant.